The Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph teaches us Chamish Chabur Sheshavs V'Traklin. If you have five groups that are spending Shabbos V'Traklin Echad in one mansion, V'Shamer Erev L'Chol Chabura Chabura, you need to make an Erev for every group separately. Has to make a Chabura to join in one Erev V'Chatzeris. You don't need to make separate Erev to connect all these groups. Dorach HaShulchan in Simen, the Shulchan Aruch actually, in Aruch Haim Simen Shin Ayin Sefches, says that our Mishnah is referring to a situation where they're living there for more than 30 days. But if they're going to be living there for more then, if they're living there for less than 30 days, then they fall into the category of Orchim, they're just considered guests, and anybody who's just considered a guest is not obligated to participate in the Eruv. Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskil Umaydim, speaks about a very important issue. And that is, Taisha says there are many times that people live in other people's homes. Talmidim who board, students who board in people's home, already in the time of the Rishonim, and they have their own room. And the question is, that Taisha already discusses, are they obligated to, do they cause the need to make a Eruv Chatzeris, given that they have their own private room. Tosfos and the Rosh both say that even if they have their own room, even if that room opens to the Rishus HaRabim directly, they do not cause the need to have an Eruv Chatzeris in that apartment. And the Rishonim give three explanations as to why. One explanation is because since the people they live by cook and bake on their behalf, that is considered a situation as if that's the Makom Pita. We're going to learn a Gemara on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph that we have a Machloikus Rav and Shmuel. What is considered the place of your residence on Shabbos? And Rav says that the place where you have your bread is your residence. And if here they're eating from the Balabas's bread, that makes it that they are part of that one household. They're not considered a separate household. Another point that the Rishonim make why they don't create a need to have a Eruv Chatzeris in this apartment is because when they're given their room, they're given the room only with the condition that they shouldn't cause an issue. We had this concept the Rishonim say earlier when a Jew owns an apartment and he rents the apartment to an Akum that we discussed quite extensively in our previous shiurim, that the Gemara at the beginning of this perek teaches us that we now have an issue. Now we have a need to do schiris. However, we quoted the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Pei Beis that teaches us that if there's a Jewish landlord, we assume that the landlord did not rent the apartment to cause problems. Here too, the landlord, the person who has this border, did not give the room to this individual in order that it should cause issues. On the contrary, it only was given to them that they need a place to live, but not that they should cause a need to make a Eruv Chatzeris. And then, there's another point that we're trying to make, a very critical point, and that is that given that the owner of this apartment, the owner of this home, could displace the person from that room at any time. That is a reason that they're not considered full-fledged, tenants of this, that they have a real ownership or schiris in this apartment. There's a very fundamental machloikis hapoiskim. The bir alochem and simin shin ayin divrei hamaskel einam says that really the heter that the tois that the rishonim are relying on is this last heter that we identified, that they could be removed from their room at any time. And therefore, even if the other two heterim were not to apply, that means they're not eating from the food of this home, or the owner is not living in this house. And we've discussed in previous shiurim the heter that we identified, that if the owner is renting an apartment, he didn't rent the apartment to cause problems, is only if the owner actually lives in that house, in that apartment. So even if the owner is not living in this house or apartment, as long as we have a situation that he could be removed, that is enough to be makel. And as we said at the beginning of the shiur as well, it only becomes an issue if they're going to be there for more than 30 days. The Chazon Ish disagrees. And the Chazon Ish holds that in order not to have a need to make an Erev, all three Haterim that we identified have to be in place. That they're eating from the food of this Balabas, that the Balabas rented the apartment with that intention, and that they could be removed anytime. There are Rishonim that say that even though the owner is providing these people, these students, these workers, with food, the heter of relying on food that the Gemara discusses on Daf Ayin Gimel only applies in a situation where the person has some sort of relationship, a wife, an eved, a son. There, the fact that they're living off the owner of the apartment makes a difference. But the fact that they are being fed or being getting food, but they don't have a relationship, is not a heter. The Sar Mikutzi and other Rishonim, however, say that Bochrim, or the situations that we've spoken about in the Shir, should make a Ruvich Hetzeris without a Bracha. And in fact, the Rishonim, in discussing this Taisvis, make a number of points. There's a Gemara on Daf Ayin Gimel Amun Aleph that speaks about a situation where a man has five wives, and they don't live in the same home. Each one has their own apartment. Or he has five servants that he's supporting, and they have their own apartments. And the Gemara discusses if they need to make a Ruvah Chatzeris. We see from this, say the Rishonim, that even though it seems that they're getting supported from their husband, from their owner, it isn't enough for them to be able not to have to make an Eruvei Chatzeres. So the Rishonim say, and this is a very important point, there's a difference in halacha when they live in separate apartments versus when they live in separate rooms. in one apartment. And it's much easier not to require a Erev when it's different rooms in the same apartment versus when they're a separate apartment. The Nishmas Adam says that to rely on the heter of just being getting food from the owner of this apartment is inadequate. And therefore, he says that you have to at least have one more heter to be able to rely on this heter. In general, as the Gemara on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel, that what is considered your dira for Shabbos, is it the makom pita, the place where you have food, or is it the place, makom lina, where you sleep? The halacha is that we follow the makom pita. However, the Meiri says that when we speak about the makom pita, when we speak about the makom achila, so let's say you eat in one place during the week and you eat somewhere else on Shabbos, says the Meiri and the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Simen Shin Ayin Sif Vav Paskin this way, that the makom achila is dependent on where you eat on Shabbos. The Tzoyis HaShulchan says that even though, as we just said, we paskin, that we follow the makom pita, if somebody has a makom kavua where he always sleeps, but he doesn't have a specific place where he always eats, well, there the halacha is that even Rav would agree that the place where he sleeps is considered his makom dira. Furthermore, I saw from the Shailos HaTshuvos B'Tzel HaChochma, Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Yud Beis, that when Yom Kippur comes, and we know that in Yom Kippur we're not allowed to eat, even Rav will agree that we follow the makom lina. And he also says, if you have an individual, Nebuch, who's very sick and can't eat, so Rav agree that we follow the makom, you follow the makom lina, not the makom achila. When we, however, follow the makom pita, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that it doesn't mean that you have to eat specifically only in one place. He says if you usually eat in one place, even though there may be a circumstance that you're not eating in that place, you take a snack or something in a different place, that doesn't make it your makom achila. And in fact, the Shailos HaTshuvos B'Tzel HaChochma in Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Yud Gimel says a very nice raya. He says, why does the Gemara in that sugya on Daf Ayin Gimel keep on speaking about the makom pita? Why doesn't the Gemara call it the makom achila? He says that's the reason, because the Gemara is trying to teach us that we don't necessarily follow the makom achila. You could eat somewhere else. When we say makom pita, we say that it's the place that you have your main meals. And even though you may, under certain circumstances, eat elsewhere, those other places will not be considered your makom pita. So, in discussing this issue, there's a question that comes up. In our shiur, we've been speaking until now about people who rent out rooms who have boarders who are Jewish. And is there an issue of needing to make Eruv HaTzeiros. But what happens if somebody has boarders who are not Jewish? And as we've discussed in previous shiurim, and we discussed at the beginning of our shiur today, that is a much more complicated situation because schiris is required. So the Paiskim make the point that if, even though certainly if it's a Jew's apartment, that and he has non-Jews, it shouldn't make a difference. He owns the apartment. But if, as we're learning, there's a lease that prevents the owner of the apartment from removing the non-Jewish tenant from the room that he's renting. And furthermore, the Jew's room, the Jew has his apartment, the non-Jew has his room. The Jew can't use the non-Jew's room, and the non-Jew cannot use the Jew's room. The main point is that the Jew can't use the non-Jew's room. So when we speak about Schira Velikitoi, it's only if you have rights to the entire apartment. Here, since they have their own specific room, I saw Rebbe Yoshev holds that in such a situation, Schiris is required from the Yaakov. One more interesting Shaila that I saw that the Paiskim discuss. We just discussed that the Makom Pita, the place where you eat, is the place that's considered where you live for Hilchas Erev Chatzeres. And therefore, as we just discussed, if everybody eats together, so there's no need to have, in one room, there's no need to have Eruv Chatzeres. In fact, I saw a gewaldige chiddush from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says the chiddush that, let's say, it was saying that the Makom Pita is the critical element. Says the Chazon Ish, let's say we all eat in the dining room. So that's the only room that's considered that we live in. And all the other rooms in the home, says the Chazon Ish, aren't really considered places that would require Erevin. Those rooms aren't really considered areas of dwelling. So the question that I saw that is discussed by the Paiskim, and this is a very interesting question. Let's say we have a sukkah in the yard, and all of the people that live in the house share the same sukkah. Will that be enough that we don't need to make an Eruv HaTzeiros in that chatzar? What is the question? Because we know that a sukkah is a diras arai. And the question is, can a sukkah, which is a diras arai, combine all of the people that live in that house to be considered as if they're living in one place? The Meiri already says that for Shabbos sukkahs, if everybody in a house is sharing one sukkah, we could rely that there's no need to make an Erev. I saw that the Shaila Meshev points out that even if all of the people living in a home are sharing one sukkah in the chatzar, but not everybody that lives in the house, even if it's an entirely Jewish house, are mechoyev in sitting in the sukkah. You have women, you have children. Why would that? So they should create that each apartment is separate. So I saw that the Paiskim point out that we don't look at the woman of the house or the child of the house or the husband of the house. If every apartment is participating in the sukkah, that is enough that even though not every person living in every apartment is actually sitting in the sukkah. The Masham brings up another issue. The Masham says, yes, we're all eating together, but we're not eating the same food. Let's say we're all sharing one sukkah, but everybody eats their own food. So he suggests that isn't considered a makom pita. He says the definition of a makom pita is not that just we're eating together, physically sitting in the same place and eating together, or always eating in that room. It has to be that we're actually sharing the food. But I saw that Reb Chaim Brisker asked his father, the Beis Halevi, what would be the halacha if somebody has a sukkah in the yard, all of the people who live in one home share a sukkah in the chatzar, and they forgot to make a ruvei chatzeres for Shabbos sukkahs, and he said that the sukkah itself serves as the Erev, since all of them are eating in the same sukkah, even though each person is bringing his own food.